She landed in a small alley and looked off into the distance.
I'm so not into that.
Hard same, Teach.
Laura was about to run down the alley when her phone buzzed. She pulled it out and looked at it.
Oh, crap on a cracker. Glitch, gotta hit you back.
She opened the text messages. They were from Molly.
Hey, look. I know you're doing important work, but this relationship is a two-way street. I guess I'm the Mary Jane to your Spider-Man, but I need more than being ghosted than you showing up all cute and chatty when you want.
Laura looked away from the phone for a moment. She thought she heard something.
I worry about you, Laura.
Laura's mind strayed to something Tomas said to her once.
You shove people out, Larita. Always have.
Gotta end this cycle here. Be accountable, like Rebecca said.
She began to text back.
Mol, you're so right.
Laura looked up.
Huh? Who?
The assailant punched Laura in the nose. Her head snapped back and she went into action. Instinct told her to get some ground between her and the attacker to see what she was dealing with. She left back, flipping and moving down the alley.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Rookie move. Think fast, Laura. Move those feet.
Laura landed and turned around. When she saw who it was, her eyes widened as blood dripped from her nose.
No, not you. Not now.
Harrow stood 15 feet away, a smile on her face. She casually spun her sword as she stared at Laura.
Your reckoning awaits, ghost. Are you at the ready?